up on the wall.
So did you guys get to test out the new video software yet?
Yeah. You didn't hear what I said about it?
I think I was dicking around doing shit, trying to get stuff situated. No, I'm sorry.
So you were just yes sir and us?
You weren't right. Even you were even acknowledging it. You said cool.
If you say it, I'll bet I remember what you said.
You rotten piece of shit.
Yeah, that sounds cool. 5 minutes later, so did you guys test that out?
Why are we even here, Tim? What are we doing?
Oh my god.
We're just talking to ourselves, apparently.
740 Prime League Podcast.
Penny and 350 Productions.
Calling Autumn Leaves, it's gridiron time. As they face off in the league, Papua New Guinea prime. When it comes to draft selection, be methodical and wise. Draft that backer receiver who can cross the goal line. Gotta draft the clutch kicker, the defensive grind. Sacks and QB forces turnovers like this ball mine. Who gon' win it all? I'm not quite sure, don't know. Is it in your girl's guts? A team Cicito, huh? Team Aaron's, we trust a Tama Jammer, bro. And we have Grateful Zed squaring off with Let It Rain. Never Berry versus Clam Wall, and who gon' feel the pain? Spider-Man versus Waddle Rockets, who gon' do they thing? Plus that primetime showdown that completes this race.
Complete
fantasy football team versus Teamy McTeam face.
Primetime,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Prime League Podcast, episode 1.13, the 13th episode that we will convene for. Merry Christmas, everybody. If you didn't know anybody and you looked outside this morning, you would have damn well thought that Santa Claus was making his way down south. I'm Tim O'Halleck, owner of the Fantasy Football League, also known as Miscellaneous V. We are also joined here today by the commissioner of the Prime League, Papua New Guinea Prime League, Shane McClain, also known as Thunderkraut. And he is also owner of the Sanford Waddle Rockets. Jason Ryan here. He is the assistant commish. We call him Cosmo Boner. He is owner of the Member Berries. Episode 13, gentlemen, what's going on? How's it going? What surprised you last week?
I'm kind of surprised by the new nickname to start things off with.
Cosmo and Kraut. And
Cosmo and Kraut?
And Kraut.
And V.
Sounds like a comic
strip. Miscellaneous V.
Oh, dear God.
That's how I have you guys listed all the way through the my document here is as Thunderkraut and Cosmo Boner.
Where'd you come up with this and why?
I don't know. It just came to me and I just... Anytime I have things come to me anymore, I have to hurry up, pop open my notes on my phone and type it in there real quick because it's gone in 5 seconds. So I have to write it down and... Thunderkraut, I think, was the first one that popped in mind today. Just the word Thunderkraut, the words Thunderkraut. And so I wrote it down. I was like, oh, that's what I'm calling Shane today. What am I going to call Jay? And Cosmo Boner popped in mind. And coolest thing I could think for myself was Miscellaneous V. So
that's the coolest thing.
No meaning behind any of it, just... It's just how my brain works. But seriously, though, big week of football last week. Some injuries. What surprised you guys most? I'm not going to get away from that question.
I think the Chiefs losing.
Yeah.
Chiefs losing was pretty serious. Me losing, not only in my fantasy, but also in both of my King of the Hill picks. So thanks to NFL for that. I appreciate it. You've been very good to me so far this year.
It has been a rough one for you, Jay. I was extremely surprised by Patrick Mahomes the way he played and the way that game turned out as well. And I was also surprised that Jimmy can't keep his shit together for not even two straight weeks long enough to get me a win in King of the Hill and keep my streak alive.
So. We give him an inch and he shits on it. He doesn't take a mile. He doesn't take anything. He just shits on it.
Just slapped it back in our face.
Was Patty Mahomes, was he hurt or something this week, or what was going on with that?
He had an illness Saturday night, some type of flu. They said flu-like symptoms that he was dealing with.
Okay. So Mahomes was like, is he not himself, or what was, I'm kidding. Oh, man. Well, we do have a pretty good show coming up here for you today. Before we get into that, always want to remind you, you can find us on X. Commish?
Yes, at Prime League Pod. On Twitter, what is formerly known as Twitter, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at Prime League Pod.
You can also text Jason or myself with any of your Trash the Commish material. Text anybody here, Shane, Jason, or myself, for anything you want to get onto the show. If you want to call the show, call me at 740-346-5607. Email the show, primeleaguepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, don't forget, later on we will be trashing the commish. That's sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Don't forget to check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel. We have King of the Hill. King of the Hill sponsored by Humphreys Homes. With Humphreys Homes, you're always just in time to buy, sell, or invest. What else we got coming up? What am I missing? We're missing a couple of
Sunday. Them. Sunday is action.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sunday's action, and some special effects may be occurring Sunday. We're ironing out the kinks, testing the waters, rubbing feet. Some people will say.
Tim spit out his drink.
but what he's talking about for Sunday. We're doing the live Sunday show for the 1 o'clock game. So we'll be going on right around anytime after noon, anytime after 12 o'clock, but we'll definitely get on several minutes before the 1 o'clock kickoffs. Aiming for around, 12:30 before that. Were you guys okay with before that? Just sometime 12:30, somewhere around there?
Yeah, that works. We got some early game action we're going to be able to discuss. Yep. The Chiefs. Who are the Chiefs playing?
Miami.
I can't remember.
Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
They're in the Frankfurt series or whatever it's called.
It should be good.
That's what it's called.
Series. I know. It's just funny to me. Yeah, the Germany games. It should be a good game, though. I'm looking forward to it. As long as they're both not all just laid up from that travel, it should be a good game.
I mean, I hear Tua and Mustard are going to combine for, 200-300 fantasy points. The word on the street.
Anybody listening, or either of you guys right now, if you know the answer to this, please get in contact with the show. When did the teams arrive over in Frankfurt for the Germany series game? Was it earlier?
I know that Kansas City left, or they're leaving tomorrow, Thursday. And what? They said they'll be there Friday, and that gives them a day of practice, and then they have just some time to get acclimated for the game on Sunday.
I'm thinking the game's tomorrow for some stupid reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, they land and then they play at 8:30.
Sounds like a little league baseball team. Traveling all over the place, playing 600 games in a weekend. But anyways, okay, what about Miami? So Kansas City takes off, lands Thursday. Any information on Miami, get in contact with the show. Let us know. That's good betting material.
You can be our insider. We're still looking for a deep insider with great NFL inside news. Haven't found them yet. Adam Schefter turned us down a few times. he's not willing to come on the show.
Ian Rappaport also. No go with him. By the way, before we move on, I mentioned Ian Rappaport. He's CBS NFL insider. Have you ever noticed what the CBS symbol says? If not, pull it up while I describe this real quick, okay? The CBS symbol is an eyeball, okay? Followed by the letters CBS. So essentially what they're saying is I-C-B-S. I see some bullshit.
Weekly review.
Not a good segue, but we'll take it.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Well, week 8 is dead and gone, not unlike my winning streak in King of the Hill, but we'll get into that a little more later. For now, let's review the week's action, and I'm actually going to go ahead and kick things off for us this week, gentlemen, starting with my game. So I'm now 6-2. The Sanford Water Rockets defeated Tama Jama. Super close game, 140-136. That was actually our smallest margin of victory this week. The 4-4 Spider-Man Parts was defeated by the now 6-2 Let It Rain, 144-108. The 1-7 Team Sestito let me down and was defeated in a battle of the used to bees by the now 2-6 Come Black Kid. The 6-2 fantasy football team falls in a very close one to the now 5-3 Team McTeamy face, that 155-152. That is our highest point total at 307. That's also the upset of the week. The 2-6 Member Berries was defeated by the 4-4 Grateful Zeds, 133-110. And the 3-5 Team Rocky Balboa loses to the now 4-4 Clam Wallet Scavengers, 130-125.
Thanks again, Rem and Vince.
Hold on, I'm raising my hand. Shane, I'm going to call out a discrepancy with you said that your and Bryce's game was the smallest margin of victory. I contest that. That was a 4-point victory, and Jeff beat me by 3.
Oh, wow. Ooh. So all 3 go there, yeah. Mm-hmm. My apologies, yeah. Sir.
It's all good. So, it's all good.
Yeah, it's totally, totally unlike the commish to mess up stats in his favor.
But
completely unheard of.
But
my favor.
But those two margins right there, even though my game wasn't played, no one on either my or Jeff's team was playing Monday night. Shane, your and Bryce game came down to Monday night. I wanted to talk to you about that, but you said you were sleeping. You didn't watch it, so that you didn't have the emotions running through you like I'm sure Bryce did. And I know I did. I was just watching from afar, had nothing invested in it. I kind of did top seed invested in it because if Bryce beats you, then I have the head-to-head win against Bryce. Well, I guess that doesn't even matter at that point because it's points scored. But anyways, didn't matter. It was all about the two of the top teams going against each other and coming down to a late game on Monday night.
Yeah, that was a extremely close game between him and I, and it was nerve-wracking the entire way.
Man. So I learned something. If a player recovers a fumble downfield who did not catch or run the football those yards, he does not get those yards. The person who ran,
just like a penalty.
Yeah, because that's what happened with late in the game. There was like a 15-yard play to somebody. I can't remember who it is. He fumbles it, and Jacoby Myers picks the football up 3 yards past where he fumbled the football. So essentially would have been 18 yards from the line of scrimmage. So I'm like, okay, what's going on here? How are they going to score this? And I'm pulling up the ESPN fantasy app, and nothing's happening. I look, and I'm matching up the times on the ESPN game, what they're showing on the app, with the game that's on the TV, and it's not adding up. It's actually past what's going on. So I'm like, ah, shit. So apparently they don't get the yards credited to their stats, so he didn't get anything for that. So Jacoby Myers, he did not play very well this past week, and Bryce needed just a few points for out of him. But I think we'll talk about that a little bit later, guys.
Yeah. My game came down to Monday night too, but Jahmyr Gibbs took all the suspense out of that pretty quickly.
Real quick. First drive, I think I looked.
There was like 5 minutes after the game started, and he had already put up like 7 points or something, and Zach was on my heels already.
Yeah, that was the thing. He put up those points real quick, real early, and then he just kind of faded off. He didn't score again, I think, until like early in the fourth quarter. Then he started getting a couple more points, and then he just, I think he just blew up, right? He eventually started kicking ass.
Yeah, he ended up with 29 fantasy points.
Yeah, he ended up exploding, but he got those points real quick and then kind of slowed down a bit, and I thought maybe there's a chance. All right, so heading over to the waiver wire now. Free agent acquisitions on Friday. The Grateful Zeds dropped Robert Woods and added Jaden Reed. Let It Rain dropped Pierre Strong Jr. on Sunday. Member Berries dropped Zach Ertz and Justice Hill for the Seahawks defense and Connor Hayward, who at last check has Connor Hayward in the starting lineup this week, which is tomorrow night. Tama Jama drops Geno Smith and the Raiders defense today. The waiver bids, Member Berries dropped Josh Dobbs, who has just been traded, and added Will Levis. Good pickup for $50. Wow. Okay. Big money, Jay.
I had
right
a lot
there.
Of money in the bank, and the season's running short. It was burning a hole in my pocket. Might as well spend it.
He ain't going on vacation next year. He ain't going on vacation with that $50. That's for sure. Tama Jama
rollover points.
Tama Jama added Brandon McManus for $15. Grateful Zeds dropped Brandon Powell, added Elijah Moore for $4. Sanford Waddle Fucks dropped Michael Myers and added the Vikings D for $2. Come Black Kid dropped Will Lutz and added Evan McPherson for $1. Rocky Balboa made three moves, all of them worthless. Or, I mean, $0. We'll say that, $0. He dropped Jonnu Smith. Brock Purdy and the Jets defense. Ooh, drop Brock Purdy. Okay. Okay. See, I didn't see this yet. I didn't look this in depth into it because I was pretty satisfied with my team. Drops Brock Purdy, Jonnu Smith, and the Jets defense. He adds Gardner Minshew, Falcons defense, and Leonard Fournette. Take a look at the trades. We had another trade this week. Spider-Man Parts trades Indianapolis wide receiver Josh Downs to Team Balboa for New England running back Ramondre Stevenson.
Interesting trade. Interesting trade. Did either of you catch the other typo that I made in those discussions?
I don't think I did.
It was also with what Shane did. The
Michael Myers, I saw it.
Yeah, he dropped Michael Myers.
Who was it? Who was it that he dropped?
Michael
Mayer.
Oh, okay. I don't have the Halloween
just
theme.
Just a little Halloween joke here for you guys. I'm here for the next hour. Catch me. All right. Well, let's talk about something we added last week with the poll on Spotify. So we asked, is the commish living up to expectations? 16% said yes. 16% have no idea who the commish even is. 33% of you think we need an owner's union. And 33 of you are just big fans of Swami. And just answered Swami. Actually, we're not sure if you're fans or what you mean, because the reply was actually just Swami. So 33% of you agreed with Swami.
Okay, real quick before we move on, let's go ahead and check and see if there have been any updates to those results since we went on. No, it's still all the same right there. So you still have some time. Still have... until the end of the show, we'll double check again at the end of the show to see if we do have any changes to that. So you can still go onto Spotify and cast your vote for the poll. Again, your answer, your options are yes, no, hell no. Who is the commish? We need an owner's union and Swami. All right, guys, without further ado, let's head on over to the phones. And today we are joined by owner of Tama Jama. Sorry, what's that, Mr. Commish?
Oh, no, you're good. Go ahead.
Joined by owner Tama Jama, and I apologize because I don't have a very elaborate opening typed up for you today, buddy, but Bryce Barrett joins us on the program yet again. Prime League Podcast, episode 1.13, welcomes the drummer of Thoriaca, Bryce Barrett. What's up, buddy?
Whew, not much. That intro lasted any longer, I might have just hung up on you.
Listen, Bryce has been on the phone for 6 minutes and 17 seconds right now, waiting for us to get him on. He's been on the phone for so long that I kind of forgot that he was on the phone and we were just bullshitting there for a second.
I thought I was just listening to this on iTunes or whatever for the link. I forgot what was going on.
Well, sorry, Bryce, for our fearless leader's mishap here. How are you tonight, dude?
Good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Cold. I don't appreciate the snow.
Me neither. This is getting ridiculous. Just like my two losses in a row by barely freaking anything. Thanks, Tim.
Listen. We'll get into the back-to-back losses here in just a little bit, and we will we'll dive into that here in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about Monday night's game. You were on the phone with us whenever I mentioned about Shane wanting him to recap his side of the story of what happened Monday night. Bryce, I'm knowing you and the matchup that you and I had the week before and how you were texting me the entire game, like, no, yes, no, no, yes. I know you were watching Monday Night Football and you were clenching your butthole the whole time. Take us through your side of what happened Monday night.
I want to be completely honest. Turned on the game and then missed the entire thing because I fell asleep.
Of course.
Yeah. I haven't done that all year, so I must have been tired. But, no, I did miss the entire game. I woke up and saw that he had, what, 2 points? And I knew I was done.
Yeah, it was rough because he wasn't even really targeted, I don't think, the whole game. Maybe one time early in the game, maybe a penalty. They didn't throw it to him until third quarter. I think he got his first catch. No, it was fourth quarter he got his first catch. It was a 19.
I think he's had a touchdown his last three games or something like that. I don't think it's great. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, going into the game, he was projected 15, so I called it a night at like 6 o'clock. I laid on the couch and went to sleep. I was like, I'm not even watching it because every time I watch my
opponent, kind of why I went to sleep too.
I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning to messages, and so that's when I texted the group and was like, wow, I can't believe that he only put up 4 points or two points.
Yeah. I needed what, 7 to tie?
Six to tie, seven to win. Before the game started, he needed 6.
Right.
He lost by 4, so those 2 points got him, yeah, so.
Yeah, I was pretty hurt over it. You know, what are you gonna do? On to the next one.
I'm pulling your team up right now, Bryce. Did you make any moves this week?
A couple minor. I dropped. You just said Geno Smith. I forget who I even picked up for him. I was
Brandon McManus.
Was it that or a defense? I picked up a defense too. I thought. My defense is about to be on bye, maybe.
You picked up Raiders defense and you added Brandon McManus.
That's right.
And
sorry.
Dropped Geno Smith.
And both just, both have bye weeks coming up, so I needed something.
I wasn't looking at the notes, Sean.
Didn't you just announce it?
I did, but honestly, I'm like Ron Burgundy. I just read what's in front of me. I don't know what I'm saying.
With no regard.
Ron Burgundy? It's a question mark.
Oh, my God.
Old Bon Burgundy. But Bryce, big.
You have...
Go ahead, Sean.
No, I was just going to say, you got a big game coming up this week against Jay, and the projections are showing pretty close. What are you expecting out of this week out of your guys?
Considering they've all died this past 2 weeks, I'm hoping a big game out of everyone on my freaking team. But, you know, since I talked shit last week or 2 weeks ago, it's all gone downhill, just like I called out in the chat. So I kind of knew this was coming.
Well, I hope it's a good game. I hope my team shows up more than they have. They showed a pretty good showing last week for me. Cooper Kupp didn't do much. But the rest of my team was pretty solid. I made a good showing. The week before that was pretty pathetic. My whole team was pretty much on a bye, I think, without actually being on a bye. They just forgot what they were doing. But I'm a little worried myself about Tua and Raheem going all the way to Germantown to have to play this game. So it's a little concerning.
I'm just happy I have a quarterback that's actually like putting up consistent points, and it's from a source that I wouldn't have thought a couple weeks ago, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was going to mention
that was a big pickup.
That was a huge pickup. You beat me and Shane, did you make an offer in for him too?
Jason.
Yeah, did. He beat me too.
Yeah, he beat all of us. And I didn't think you needed him. Here's the thing. I didn't think you needed him. I thought you were just picking him up just to spite me because it was the week you were playing me. And here he comes out and fucking just tear his ass past couple of weeks. And, yeah, so that's a big pickup on your part.
Yeah, I mean, as we talked about the couple of weeks ago when you picked him up.
Right. My bad, I didn't mean to cut you off, Jay.
No, you're good. Quietly has been having a top 10 fantasy year.
Right, for sure.
So then, Bryce.
With Fields getting hurt and Geno Smith not really doing anything, I kind of had to get somebody.
The question is, I know it's all going to play out, but what do you think between Fields? Geno Smith, I think he's towards the back end of his career, so since we're in the dynasty, it's not. I think you can kind of take him out of the picture here, but what do you think moving forward, Fields or Sam Howell?
It did. I mean, who knows? You know what I mean? It's hard to tell. They're both, you know, still in question. But I think Fields is going to be the way to go for Dynasty, to be honest. Still, that's kind of what I'm looking at right now. But that could definitely change by the end of the year.
I think when it comes to pure tools, I think that's the right choice. But you can't discount the way that Howell's been playing lately, too.
No doubt. Yeah, if that stays up the rest of the season and Fields comes back and isn't, you know, anything special, then that's definitely going to change my mind, I'm sure.
Here's the thing, too.
I just need the rest of my team to step up. I need Keenan Allen to start doing more like he was at the beginning of the season. And, you know,
I don't think
my running backs haven't been doing good the past couple weeks either.
I don't think you have anything to worry about with Keenan Allen. I think that offense is very potent, that he's going to get you points regardless. But Washington has kind of put out there that they're selling right now because they sold off Chase Young to the 49ers for, what, a third-round pick? Fourth-round pick, something like that. So look for Sam Howell. Sam Howell to have some weapons maybe moving forward. So he may be I think your decision is between Sam Howell and oh my goodness, what's his name? Why can't I think
Justin
of his name?
Fields.
Justin Fields. Yeah, I think it's between those two moving forward. Obviously, the two young guys, Geno Smith, a little older.
Well, Geno Smith's gone anyway. They already dropped him. Remember?
Yeah, great job, Bryce.
Yeah, the only thing that worries me about Sam Howell moving forward is it seems Washington is in the move on to next season mode already, trading away their two best defensive players after that loss to the Eagles. I guess the concern as we get later in the season is, do they start just testing other quarterbacks? Do they start, you know, messing around, going for draft picks? It's hard to say. But I do think Sam Howell is a viable option. Just have to keep an eye on him and how Washington wants to play out the rest of their season.
Yeah, I'm definitely not comfortable in my quarterback position, that's for sure. It's a little rocky, but I'm hanging in there somehow. Just not freaking winning the last two games. I deserve to win both of those games, and you both know it. You know it.
Deserve. Well, you know, sources have told me that Shane's been sending out some of his colleagues to steal signs. I think he learned it from Michigan, actually. That's kind of how he has walked away with these wins. And we heard it earlier. Shane made a typo in the Weiss games earlier, you know, pushing stats to his advantage. So not super shocked that Shane is...
Oh, my good God, with you two.
Typical show.
You know, again, these are just sources. They're rumors. There's no hard evidence, but...
I would like to
dude, he's always rode Harbaugh, and I always wondered why. It's all starting to make sense now.
It's all coming together.
Well, I heard he was on the lookout for, like, some, like, freaking Navy SEAL or something shit to come work for him. I don't know.
Yeah, it's real fishy what he's doing down there in Florida.
Real fishy.
I mean, what
do you guys think about that? The guy dressing up on the sideline, sunglasses, getting a field pass and all that shit? Like, how is this all, what is happening?
That's crazy. That is crazy to me. That is next level shit right there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's so, obviously like the picture looks
binoculars
like
binoculars stealing signs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking at first. Someone in the stadium sitting across the other side, binoculars, maybe, you know, iPhone recording, something like that. But, I mean, he freaking went straight up undercover into the opponent's sideline. He even had, a pass for the opposite sideline.
Exactly. How did he get that pass?
Yeah, and how did he...
Catch him?
I don't know.
Right.
That's freaking crazy. Freaking crazy.
I mean, it's wild. It's
and that's
really
just
wild.
One instance of that. How many more are there? And, like, is he going to every game getting these passes and
shit? You don't get caught the first time you do something like that. You know what I mean? How many times have they done
that? He was like a special op dude in like the Marines. Like he knows ways like to like sneak into places. You know what I mean? Like that was their job. Yeah. So, I mean,
he got caught this time. How many other times was there?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, they had enough evidence to go in and get his freaking computer. I mean, what the hell do you have on there? You know what I mean? Like it had to be like an intense scheme.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at it right now. He's just standing there.
Like, say it again, Bryce.
I knew nothing about that.
I said the NCAA doesn't normally like come out this loud about this stuff like so fast either. I found that like weird.
Yeah, because there was very little information, I think, at first, right? I think it was
basically that they just went in to get his computer, and that was all like they were saying.
So did not to get too far off talking it. Into NCAA, but have any of you actually read like how this investigation started?
No.
So I think it was like back in, or I don't know when it started, but back in like January, when it was something was uncovered. Michigan had another coach. I can't remember if it was like a defensive coach or whatever. There was some other coach. He was being investigated for like computer crimes where he was hacking into students' accounts and he had this and that on his computer. And they discovered on their practice tapes from other schools, and that's how it actually got uncovered, was them, the FBI, actually looking into one of their other coaches for completely unrelated incidents, and they just happened to stumble upon these videos that Michigan wasn't supposed to have.
Wow.
What? Wow.
So, again, how
long? Wow, just more reasons to hate Michigan, darn.
How long? Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, I'm sure Michigan's not the only team that has done something similar to this. Obviously, everyone's going to keep their own, they're going to keep their secrets as to how they're doing
covert.
It.
I don't know, bro.
That's what I mean. No, they're not going to do that in particular, but maybe they, I mean, Michigan's not the first team that has tried to steal signals, I'm sure.
Oh, they all this do. This is it. Intricate. I mean, they've all come forward and saying like, this is not like stealing signs is like normal like football.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Why would you disguise what your play call is if you weren't trying to hide it from someone trying to steal it? Stealing it is one thing, but the way that they went about stealing it, that's just
intricate. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know,
it's almost like applaudable.
Listen, a lot of it boils down to the NCAA. That way, just being stupid again because they won't allow mics into the computers, quarterbacks' helmets, so they can call plays like the NFL does. For whatever reason, they don't. You know, it's NCAA reasons behind it. But if they would just allow the mics in the quarterbacks' helmets, then there are no more reasons for signs and no more sign stealing to be had.
Yep.
It always takes something major to happen for a rule change, for any type of change like that. We see it all the time, almost every year, something major happens in a crucial moment, and then it's just a big topic of controversy all the way through until the end of the year, all the way through until the draft for the NFL or what have you, and then all of a sudden we see a big rule change come in for the following year. We see it with the pass interference rule, which was a dud, fell on its face. Didn't even bring it back next year. It wasn't a concern, but everyone was freaking out about the Rams. I don't remember the players, but the Rams against the Saints in that NFC Championship game that propelled the Rams into the Super Bowl, I think, where they ultimately got beat by the Patriots.
Yeah. I believe you're correct, sir.
She mad. I know she heard me. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
She definitely heard me.
Bryce, are you at all worried about Kenneth Walker?
What do you mean with what exactly? Just his underperformance?
Underperformance and just the Seattle Seahawks in general and the way Pete Carroll does his running backs. You know, he once the hot hand switches, he'll switch and stick with him. It's happened in the past, and it could turn into a two-headed monster real quick. With Zach Charbonnet, who's been doing, I think he had like 56% of the snaps this week, so he's getting more and more of the timeshare. Obviously, Walker was coming back from an injury, so that had something to do with it. I didn't know if you were at all worried about him moving forward, or what your plans are with him as far as, you know, is he going to be your number two back moving forward, or are you looking to do something in terms of making a move?
I don't know that I'm ready to make a move quite yet, only because I'm not very – and just running backs are so hard to come by. But I'm really hoping by the end of the season, like, I can keep Jalen Warren moving forward. Why but we'll see what he does.
I think Pittsburgh's in the same kind of situation. They don't have a lead back. I personally haven't been playing Najee as much. They're just splitting carries too much. You don't know who's going to get what. And I mean, even the state of Pittsburgh's offense, whoever does get something, it's usually not much anymore.
Yeah. I feel like Najee is going to kind of fade away. I don't know, because he started playing well the past couple games. So it's hard to tell. I don't know what's going to happen, but I still see a lot of Jalen Warren. I think he's going to be good, but it's just hard to tell, you know, what's going to happen with Pittsburgh, and who knows.
Yeah, I think it's Pittsburgh. The one team, one week they're great, the next week they suck. I mean, even Deontay Johnson on a new team hasn't had a touchdown in 2 years now. But, you know, still one of the best wide receivers. You feel like every week is his week, but he just can't get in the end zone.
Dude, it's how many games are we in now?
He didn't score yet this year.
No, and he did not have any touchdown receptions last year.
I know he didn't score last year. I thought he scored early this year.
He's been on IR this year, but
who has him? Oh, Bryce has him
between week 3 and week 7, mm-hmm. And then he's been on fire since he came back. He had in that first game back 5 receptions for 80 yards, put up 12 points. And then in the last one, he had 8 receptions for 85 yards and put up 16 points.
Wow, he doesn't have
one
touchdown
on either one of those games. He's in a 20-point range.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's just baffling that, I mean, for the talent that he has, for to not be in the end zone in 2 years now is crazy.
and he's a receiver. That's got to be frustrating as hell. On top of it, it's the innate freaking trait that they take into the league is that they're divas. That's got to be frustrating as hell.
What's even crazier, dude, Pittsburgh, they have 3 rushing touchdowns this year, dude, and they're all in the same game.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's
insane. You listening to Mark Madden, Bryce? You jerk.
I actually think I heard that on Pat McAfee.
Okay, I was going to say, because I heard it today on the way home from Mark Madden.
I think I heard it on McAfee like an hour ago.
I mean, South Park said it best, blame Canada.
Yeah, definitely blame Canada.
Dude, speaking of McAfee, yesterday they had that Tone Diggs dude that they have on there was dressed up as a devil version of Matt Canada. It was fucking hilarious.
Who is it?
Yes.
One of the dudes that they have on the Pat McAfee show. And then a couple weeks ago, they were in Utah for College Game Day. And in Utah, they're screaming, "Fire Matt Canada." Like, the crowd started to chant. In freaking Utah.
I remember that.
Jesus.
I think, yeah. Had it on in the background the other day, and I was watching. I do remember that. Bryce, what was I going to ask? I was going to ask you something about your team. I can't remember what it is now, so just screw it.
Was it about Johnson?
No, I don't know what it was. I feel like it was running back related. Oh, Jalen Warren. Okay, now what I was going to say. We were talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers rushing touchdowns being low, being only at 3. They do have the Titans defense, who is not a very good run defensive team. So those who have Pittsburgh running backs may have an actual a shot this week. Najee Harris and Jalen Warren might have a chance to crack the goal line.
I mean, one thing I've learned about Pittsburgh is offense, whenever they play the worst team, they play the worst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, I can't count on them, dude. It's just.
And Jay's wearing a Tennessee jersey right now. Was that Eddie George you're wearing?
It is Eddie George.
And Pittsburgh plays Tennessee tomorrow night.
Hmm. That's why I'm wearing it today.
let's break the logic down on that one.
Bryce, got any cool shows coming up? I know you got the one on December 9th at Sonic Temple in Steubenville. Any leading up to that? And then if not, break down that
that's
one.
That's wrong, Tim. It's December 8th.
December 8th, sorry.
Sorry. Friday, December 8th, in the Sonic Temple. And I think the next one is in Tiffin, Ohio on November... Shit. I don't remember the exact date.
All right. Mark your calendars.
December 1 will be the last show of the year.
Yeah. Sometime in November. Tiffin, Ohio.
Yep. Sometime in November. Mark your calendars. Circle all 4 weekends and try to find it.
Just show up in Tiffin every weekend and play the lottery a bit.
Is there anywhere that they can go to find the dates, Bryce?
Yeah.
Website?
Yeah, go to Thrakus Facebook. Just don't ask me the exact link. Just type in Thrakus, you'll find us because we'll be the only one on it.
Thrakca.
Correct.
We'll put that in the bio so you don't have to listen for it. So make sure to write a note of that.
Hell yeah. Thank you, man.
Yep.
All right, Tim, kick me off here Bryce, before it gets more awkward. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
I was waiting.
One more question. one more question here. Did you answer the poll on Spotify? And if you did, what was your answer? And if you did not, what would be your answer?
I'm an iTunes guy. What was the question again?
Okay, so is the commish living up to expectations? Yes, no, hell no. Who is the commish? You think we need an owner's union or Swami?
Oh, man, Swami's a good one. But who's the commission?
There's your answer.
That's his answer, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have it there.
Well, Bryce, thanks for stressing me out all the way until Monday night at 2 a.m. You have a nice day.
Hell yeah. Take care, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Bryce.
Later, Bryce.
Oh, excuse me. I muted the wrong thing. I meant to mute my own self whenever I did that. All right. I had to move around in my notes real quick. So give me a second to get back to where we are to see what's going to happen next. And
I need the Furio energy today from start to finish.
Come on. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's keep this train rolling. Let's go.
Hey, it's time to go right now.
Master or disaster.
All right, so week 8 was no stranger to Studs or Duds. Lucky for you, we're here. We're going to review the highs and the lows from last week, as well as who we expect to perform and underperform again this coming week. Tim, go ahead and kick us off with your masters and disasters.
Thanks, Cosmo. This is Miscellaneous V right here. Previous week's master, I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts. What can I say? 4 tutties, 319 yards passing, 37 fantasy points. Baller performance. My disaster last week, Jacoby Myers. Bryce needed him to come through, and he came through with he needed a puny 6 points, but he came through with an even punier 2 points. He had 6 points to tie, 7 points to win. Shane Thundercrout. However, he beat Bryce last week. So one catch, 19 yards, and say it with me now. One absolute laid egg by Jacoby Myers. He is my disaster from last week. That was my master and disaster from last week. My master this week, I think, is going to surprise everybody. And I mentioned him already by accident. Taylor Heinicke. Yes, Taylor Heinicke. He's getting the start this week over Desmond Ridder for Atlanta. And for some reason, I'm not sure why, but for some reason, a lot of times, mainly with the quarterback position, I feel that when a new quarterback in particular or a new player, whenever a new quarterback comes in, to the offense, who has been struggling. They make a big change. It shuffles the whole team up, with the whole offense. They gets them fired up. And for some reason, I feel like they perform a lot better coming off the following week when that change is made. So I think that that Taylor Heinicke stepping in at the quarterback position, I think that he's going to be the master this week. Starting quarterback, that quarterback will have success. Taylor Heinicke, the Vikings, honestly, they couldn't cover a white dick with a garbage bag. So I think, actually, their pass defense is like right in the middle of the road. They're like 15th in the league on pass defense. So it's not that bad, but I still think Taylor Heinicke is my master pick this week. Falcons quarterback, Taylor Heinicke, he will overperform. He will be my master. My disaster, though, is going to be Ramondre Stevenson. Again, a similar scenario, but this one, as I mentioned, with the quarterback position, there's a shakeup on the Washington football team Commanders defense. As many of you have heard, Chase Young has been traded to the 49ers, and I expect the defense for the Washington Redskins team, football Commanders team, to play spirited this week, to come out on fire. And on the flip side, you just can't count on New England offensive players. The running backs, quarterbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, and the post-Tom Brady era. So I think that Ramondre Stevenson will be my disaster for week two, for week nine.
Tim, what's happening with you, bud?
The Washington football team, Redskins, Commanders, Washington.
Team Red Team.
Oh God, I hate you guys. Listen, I'm glad that we're not being overseen by another committee right now, because I would be voted off fucking Prime League Podcast Island quicker than goddamn.
Oh, sayonara.
All right.
Oh my God.
Let's go over to Thundercrow. What's your previous week's games and all that stuff?
All right, so my master for last week, we've already mentioned him a bunch tonight talking with Bryce, but it is Sam Howe, and I almost succumbed to the buzzsaw that was him this weekend. He put up 42 fantasy points on 397 yards and 4 tutties. He looks to be every bit the real deal, and his ceiling just keeps rising. I look forward to seeing what he can do the rest of the season and beyond. My disaster, my guy, my man, he was my master last week. It's Patty Mahomes. He caught some type of bug, like we said earlier, Saturday night before the game, and it really showed on Sunday afternoon. After lighting up the fantasy scoreboard in week 7, he comes out and drops a whopping 8 fantasy points in week 8, throwing for 241 yards, no touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he lost a fumble, just to put the icing on the cake. I fully expect him to bounce back in a big way this week. Well, I certainly hope so, at least. My master for the upcoming weeks, Lamar Jackson. He didn't do anything crazy this past weekend, but that was because they were playing the Cardinals. He really didn't have to. The Gus Bus did all the dirty work and walked away with 3 touchdowns himself. I do not expect that to happen again this weekend. I fully expect the Seahawks to press the Ravens harder than the Cards did, which should end up with Lamar in the end zone on the ground and through the air at least once in each category. My disaster for this week, Cole Kmet. He did have a big game this past week. 10 catches on 10 targets for 79 yards, put up 17 fantasy points. He was also up against the Chargers and their 25th ranked defense against the tight end position. So this week, Chicago heads to New Orleans, where Kmet and Beignet, or however you pronounce his name, will be on the road facing a much tougher defense who ranks 7th against the tight end position. I expect the entire offense to struggle, and it may take Kmet a touchdown for him to be viable this week.
Good picks. Shane, I don't know when you're going to listen to me and Tim and just get rid of Patrick Mahomes. I don't know what it's going to take for, you know, all his failures for you to finally move on from him, but I guess that's your call or whatever. All right. So my master for the week is Will Levis. Out of the dark and hitting the mark in his first career start, Levis gave us his best Jason Voorhees impression by slicing up the Falcons at Camp Crystal Lake, going 19 for 29 with 238 yards and 4 touchdowns. He also brought DeAndre Hopkins out of his getting paid while being retired position, throwing him for 3 touchdowns of the game. A performance like that would land any quarterback on the mastered list, but the fact that he did it as his first ever start makes that performance all more impressive. Disaster, much to my chagrin, was Cooper Kupp. the Rams had a bad day overall and got obliterated by Dallas, but Cooper Kupp looked like he forgot to get off the plane in Dallas. With 10 targets, he only managed 4 receptions and 21 yards. They fell behind quickly. They should have been able to rely on Kupp to help keep them in the game, get the passing game going, but it just never materialized. Kupp looked like he was doing a walkthrough at practice instead of playing a live game. The Dallas defense is strong, but it has shown it can be beaten up. So a 6-point performance just doesn't cut it. My master for this coming week, quarterback Baker Mayfield. A surprising pick here, coming off one of his best performances of the season against the Bills. Baker had a chance to rest for 10 days coming in between these two games, so plenty of time for that knee to heal up and get some rest, kind of like a bye week. And the Houston defense has looked good over the past 3 weeks, but they've been playing average teams with the average offenses in the NFC South, the Panthers, Saints, and Falcons. So I don't hold too much into that with the Houston defense. And while I don't look at the Bucs as high-powered per se, they do have the best offense in the NFC South, I think. And they'll give the Texans a battle. I look for Baker to have 3 touchdowns, 2 of which end up to Mike Evans. Disaster, Jordan Addison. He's had a huge rookie year, especially after Jefferson went out, and he picked up the slack there. He did better than I thought he would without Jefferson, but now he has rookie Jaren Hall throwing the ball. Without Jefferson and now without Cousins, everyone on the defense is going to just be looking at Addison. They don't really have too much of other players and other offensive guys to take the eyes away from them. So, and I also look for the Vikings to try and ease Hall into the role by relying more on the ground game and less on the pass game. Maybe a lot of quick passes, short passes, nothing deep down the field. So even if Dobbs comes in at some point this week, Dobbs is still fresh off the plane. He doesn't have a handle on the offense. So I just don't see this week adding up for a good week for Addison.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't even think about it from that angle, really, Jay, but that's really Kirk Cousins down now. So that's definitely going to take a toll on Addison, who I believe is on Shane's team, right? Are you worried about that? Yep. And do you – I strongly feel that even though Kirk Cousins doesn't want traded, I think that this is the end of his time in Minnesota. So, there's question marks at the quarterback position right now.
Yeah, it worries me for sure. You're talking about a team that's averaging 300-plus yards per game, passing yards per game with Cousins at the helm. So that changes drastically with this Jared Hall and whoever. I think they brought somebody else in. What was it, Dobbs? They traded Dobbs. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if he ends up taking over, we saw what Dobbs did with the Cardinals. He's not throwing downfield for 350 yards a game. So that's a big change there. And I don't know. I think the safer of the two that I have, which is Hawkinson and Addison, at least for the next few games until we see what's really going to happen with these players, is going to be Hawkinson, just because, if Hall playing this week for sure, I expect him to rely on a touchdown, a guy that he can throw to short in trouble there. And that's probably going to be Hawkinson.
Yeah. I think, maybe Hall turns into Purdy and he has a surprise showing and he's a lot better than everyone thinks he is, but that's pretty rare. And I think it's kind of a wait and see situation here especially with Jefferson being out. If Jefferson was back in, I think that would ease up the tension all around on the Vikings offense. But without Jefferson and without Cousins at the moment, it's going to be hard for Addison.
Agreed. Anyone talk to Bubbin? Have we heard from Bubbin?
No.
No, but he's coming on, not this segment, he's coming on after. We reworked the segments.
Listen, guys, I cannot fix your level, Shane. You're a little lower than Jay. Jay, you're booming through right now. I don't know if you guys can maybe try to balance that out while we have a second. I apologize.
How can I do that?
Jay, can you talk?
Testing.
That's good. That's great. That's great. That's great. That's good right there. Okay. Sorry about that. I'll balance that out post prod. So you listening right now, you may hear it, but you listening later on the recording, you won't know anything about it. You'll just hear us talking.
It's like it never happened.
Just hear us talking about it.
All right.
Yeah. Well, so Tim, if you missed it, we're doing King of the Hill next, and then the Take and Bake after that, leading into Trash the Commish.
All right. Here we go.
King of the Hill. 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 King of the Hill.
All right, we're waiting for Bubbin to join up. Bubbin, where you at? I know you're listening right now. You're talking crap. All right, King of the Hill. There he is. There's the guy. There's the guy. He's a guy riding on his tractor. He is the guy. Sorry, gotcha.
Jerk. Here we go. Round 9, King of the Hill. Last week did not go my way. I'm not happy about it at all, but I'm still ahead for the time being with a record of 8-1. Tim, you used a Swami last week and walked away with 2 in the win column, bringing your record to 7-2. J-Bone, you scuttled the Swami and walked away with 2 more losses, bringing your record to 4-5. Going to start it off with you again this week, Tim. Go ahead. What you got for us?
All right, let's see. Last week I took, as you mentioned, Mike over Matt. Right? Was that what? Mike over Matt. And this week, I think that this is a general pick. I know that at least one of the other on the panel is going to pick this same thing. I'm going with myself. I'm picking myself over Wone. Bottle Wone.
Yeah, so, I think you're spot on there. I think we all see the schedule as it sits and who we have left to pick. I'm also going with a safe pick this week and try to get back into the win column. I'm going with Tim over Wone, and hopefully Wone does not give me another loss. Hopefully he takes the loss like he should.
Bottle Wone.
Well, gentlemen, I last week I took Jimmy over Wayne, and Jimmy ruined my win streak. Now 8-1, of course. So this week I'm trying to rectify that, and I'm also taking Tim over Wayne. So no pressure, Timmy, but we all need you to bounce back this week.
I'll do my best.
It's all on you, Tim. We're all putting our stake in you at this point. So
listen, you can put something else in me if you want as well. But the King of the Hill segment sponsored by our good friend Justin Humphreys, who's here with us today. Justin, hey! Woo!
What's up, guys? What's up, how buddy? We doing?
Let's bring him down. There we go.
Welcome to the panel.
Yeah, I was going to say I can't see myself, and you know how vain I am. I like to look at my own eyes sometimes. Hey, listen, Humphreys Homes is a proud sponsor of the King of the Hill segment here on the Prime League podcast. If you're in the market to buy or sell a house in Central or Eastern Ohio, give me a shout today, because with Humphreys Homes at Red One Realty, you're always just in time to buy, sell, build, or invest. And take its time down for a... He's giving me the finger.
You're good now. How to do the intro, man.
Bake and take, man.
Oh, good.
We're good.
Is it over?
It's good. Yeah, you're good.
All right, here we go. Sorry. Well, Jimmy's muscles are fake, and this is the Bake and Take here on the Prime League podcast. You guys know the deal. We're here to talk about our juiciest betting favorites for the NFL this week. Let's start off by discussing our picks from last week. Jason, J-Bone, I don't know what Tim's new nickname is for you, but I don't like it. You took the – what'd you take? You took the under in the Miami versus New England game. The line was 47. Talk about it, baby.
It was a failure all around. You know, Miami, why you got to put up so many points? So they went 1 point over. 48 was the final straw. So it's possible it did stay under. I'm not actually 100% positive. When I made the pick, that was Wednesday. I'm not sure what the line ended up at on Sunday. Could have still been 47. It's hard to say, but as it stood at 47, I missed it. And we're an ofer. Another ofer here.
That's okay, Jay. There's always next week and the week after that, unless Shane cuts this segment, which I have a feeling he's going to after this week. Tim, Captain Complication with the Unnecessary Step. What was your prop bet last week? I think it was Patty Mahomes to pass for more than 301.5 on the yardage.
It was.
Why are you shaking your head?
It was totaled 301.5 yards passing and rushing. So you can add those two together. But yeah, he finished with 240 yards passing, 20 yards passing, 260 total. So well under right there. I was going with the over. But yeah, he was sick last week, and I wish I would have known that going into it, but I didn't, unfortunately.
Caught the sniffles.
Yeah, he was under the weather. So, yeah, that was a big loss for me last week.
Gotcha. Sorry about that. I fucked up on your prop bet. You were right, and I stand corrected. Was I the only winner last week?
I think so.
Taking Washington over Philadelphia. Yeah, so listen, I won. You guys suck. But it's a valiant effort as always. Listen, we're down on the dollar signs this year for sure. But don't unsubscribe to the Bacon Take just yet. We might hit a stride here in this second half of the season, and let's try and do that today, guys. Jason, what's our over under take for week number 9?
All right, this week I'm going Rams Packers game over 40. The Rams do have a high powered offense. I think they show flashes of it. The Packers defense isn't that great. I think the Rams come back with a fury. I think the Packers get their feet under them as well. It's a pretty low over under, so I feel pretty confident that these two teams can put up over 40 points combined.
I like it. I'm going to stay in the same game, and you can still go over 40 points with less than 217.5 yards passing out of Jordan Love, so that's where I'm doing. I'm going under 217.5 passing yards by Jordan Love in the game. I feel like the Rams are going to come out. They're going to be pissed off by the way that they performed in the week prior, and I think they're going to get to Jordan Love early and often. So I think that their output will be a little bit lower. That offense was embarrassed the week before as well. I think Cooper Kupp and I think Puka Nacua get the offense going through the with a bunch of catches. I think Matt Stafford has a good game. And Darrell Henderson, where, you know what I mean? Look at him coming in and having a big game a couple weeks back. Not so much last week, but I think he has a big game this week coming up. So I think, Jordan Love under 217.5 yards passing.
I like it. Solid prop bet. Really liking the prop bets this year, Tim. Keep that up. What's that I hear in your guys' voices? A little bit of passion. That's what it is, because we're all coming in winners this week. And now, time for the Baked Rake and Flake Lock of the Week in the Bake and Take segment here on the Prime League Podcast. From your boy Humpy, that knows nothing about football but watches a lot of betting forums, we're going to take Kansas City -2.5 points against Miami. Chiefs, I feel like it's going to be a bounce back game. They're too good to play like they did last week. Can I get a hallelujah from the commish on that one? Miami's line hasn't been strong this year. They've had some injuries. And I like the Chiefs' defensive chances of getting after Tua and putting some pressure on them. So the Big Drake and Flake lock of the week for week 9, Kansas City over Miami, given 2.5 points.
I love that
pick. Gentlemen, thank you. Thanks, Shane. I figured you would. Do we want to talk about the lines? Because I'm excited about this week. The lines coming up in the Prime, the Papua New Guinea Prime League are looking juicy this week. Shane, do you want to chat about the lines we've got going on there? Tell me anything standing out to you.
Well, the Tama Jama Member Berries line is extremely close. Only +3 there.
And the surprising thing is Bryce is plus three. I'm the favorite, or I was the favorite. Now, I think things have changed since. Let me double check that now. Yeah, so Bryce, with some movement today in the lineup since this morning, Bryce is now minus six. So he's the favorite now.
Yeah, whatever.
Still so
that,
close.
That makes more sense, right? That's kind of a...
But yes.
Well, according to the power rankings, it does. But yeah, that plus three, I was kind of looking at that for a second. Like, wait a minute. Because Bryce was what, number three in the power rank, or four? He was four in the power rankings. Jay was up there at number eight, tied for a three-way tie at number eight. Yeah, this one, it looks a little bit more accurate, but I still think I think Jay comes out with the win. And here, before we move on, let's talk about this. Bryce has lost two games now in a row. He lost to...
I know where you're going.
He lost
I know
to me. Then he lost to Shane. And now this week he's playing Jason. So, I held the torch the first week. And I passed it way over here to Shane. Gave him the torch. Other way.
Shane, hold the torch up.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I gave the torch to Shane. Now Shane has the torch. Shane held the torch last week and he beat Bryce. Now this week...
Oh god, this is purely visual. I wish everybody could see what's going on right now. This soon.
Oh yeah, if you're listening to this, it's you have any idea what we're talking about? Okay,
basically they're passing the torch to each other in the Zoom call through their little windows. It is hysterical.
All right, I got the torch.
So what you're saying, Tim, is that you're definitely you guys have both beat Bryce, and now it's Jason's turn to step up the plate and take him out.
We've all done our King of the Hill picks, and nobody picked Jay because, unfortunately, knock on wood.
Because I'm unreliable.
No. It's the lopsided matchup between me and Wayne right now on paper.
Yeah, I can't take any risks, Jay.
Yeah, exactly. Unreliable. That's what I'm saying. I'm a risk. I'm a liability. It's fine.
Somebody was supposed to and lost this weekend, then I would have had a nice little gap, and I could have picked you twice in a row.
Well, actually, I think this all needs to be brought down and blamed on Jimmy for not beating Wayne.
It's fun to blame Jimmy. Listen, guys, there's one other game I want to talk about, and you guys can talk me through it because I'm not as clued in on the points and the standings as you are. I'm seeing the Comeback Kids plus 26 minus the fantasy football team, which is you, I believe, Tim. Talk about that game. How's that? I mean, I know what Wayne's record is, 2-6 or...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because he won this
week. And okay, so what do you guys think about that plus 26? Is that, I mean, is the draft thing going crazy there, or what do we think about that line?
If we're being 100% honest, I think it's not. I don't think that's a high enough number. I think it should be like probably like plus 40, plus 45.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wayne's team's
trash. Man. Bragging.
He's okay. Hold on.
All right. Well, any other games that stand out to you guys before we move on to do one of my favorite things ever, trash the commission?
The spread with mine, I think, I don't know. I hate talking about my games because I feel like I'm going to jinx myself whenever I say it. I don't disagree with you, Shane. I don't think it's so much that my team is that much, I mean, is that good? I think it's more that what Shane said, it's just that Wayne's team is not. He has some good players, they just haven't been performing. We'll say it that way.
I'm trying to get him fired up for next week. I'm trying to get him to come on the show either next week or week after. So I'm just going to keep pounding him until he does.
Just keep eroding away at him.
I would like to say I'm looking forward to this Grateful Zeds and the Spider-Man Parts game. That's a very, very close spread there with the Zeds giving up seven. That might be my game of the week right there.
I think, Shane, you're in for a tough matchup. Vince has caught in some bad breaks with his team, but his team is dangerous. Put up 125 last week. He has 166 a few weeks ago, 132 a few weeks ago, 138 at the beginning of the season. His team can score.
Oh, yeah.
His team's either hot or cold. And if you catch him in a hot week, it could spell trouble.
Yeah, hopefully that's not this week, but we'll see.
Luckily, so Christian McCaffrey. Jason's saying that the plus 13 points that the Rocky Balboas are getting versus Shane, the Sanford Waddle Rockets, might put him over the top and allow him to cover. All right, guys, anything else before we move on to trash the commish? If not, Tim, kick that mule, baby.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Trash the Commish, sponsored by Greg's Eggs. Check out the Greg's Eggs YouTube channel. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Two new videos on Greg's Eggs. One, I'm taste testing the Ghost Pepper Whopper from Burger King. He pounded through it. Jackson, you have to watch out and see how it happens, but he tough manned it out. And the second one, testing the pepperoni stuffed cheese bread from Domino's. Delicious, by the way.
What were the scores on those? Are you allowed to spoil it for us, or what do you mean?
Oh, I think I'm gonna have to save that for Jackson to let you know on the call.
I like it.
On the video.
Keep us guessing. Well, fellas, listen, Tim, before you guys go to the phones, I just wanted to play a little game real quick with the Trash the Commish, and then I'm gonna hop off. I want you guys to I'm gonna flip the script a little bit this week. I'm not going to hype the commish. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go around the league and talk trash on all the other teams. What do you think of that, commish? You like how that sounds?
I do like that.
Tim and Jason and commish, I want you each to shout out a team name or along with the owner, and I'm gonna talk shit about that person. Go.
All right, Shane, you go
take
first.
Take it away.
I choose the come black kid, Wayne.
Come black kid. Keywords I have on here: late for work, dirty chef jacket. Next.
All right, well, I'm gonna throw this one out there. You know, he's new to the league. We feel bad for him because he's related to Shane, but he's been pretty excluded from a lot of the trash talk so far. I think we bring him in, welcome him with open arms into the trash talking game, and I'm gonna pick Zach with the Grateful Zeds.
Dungeons and Dragons, check.
Okay.
Tim, who's next?
Married with Children. Let's go with Matt. He is owner of the Spider-Man parts.
You're talking about Matt Emley, right?
Yep.
Hey, Matt, Jesus called. He said there's an age limit for altar boys. You can go home from the church now. Next.
Oh my God.
Shane, who's next? Come on, baby. Keep them coming.
Oh, Team McTeamface, Jeff.
Oh, shit. Did you see what Jeff went as for Halloween? Ken. Twice. Cuck. Next.
Two different Kens, I think. If we're going down that road, right? Was it two different costumes? Jeff?
Two different Kens. Neither version had balls or a dick. Next.
All right. Well, let's throw it over to Vince Vellone with the Rocky Balboas.
Oh, Rocky Balboas. Oh, the only thing that comes to mind, honestly, with Vince is the time that we were performing at Triple Play, and he said, "I'm a wild boy. I'm a wild boy," and then fell flat on his face right in front of the stage. Next.
All right, let's just do it. Tim O'Halick, owner of the fantasy football team. Just get it out of the way. Let's do it.
Keywords I got on here: beard split, likes men, semi-retarded, way too complicated. Next.
look.
Let's do Jason.
No split. Remember no berries. Split.
Jason, what do I have here? Oh, only one keyword. Two keywords came to mind, actually. Smug prick. Next.
All right. Well.
Who's left here?
Let's throw it over to Let It Rain with Mike Wilgruber.
Mike Wilgruber, what can I say? Don't know him, but if he's friends with Shane, there's definitely something wrong with him. Who do we finally have left? Listen, I'm just going to fire him off.
Wait, one more.
Sestito here, Jimmy.
Oh, there's two more.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I thought there was only one more, but go ahead. Jimmy.
Oh, Daddy, I got them both here. I got keywords. Things that come to mind when I think about Jimmy. Small, weak, looks bad in a sleeveless shirt. Next, who's left? Bryce. Scared of technology. Three. Bryce's social security number is 283-462937. And guys,
Now you forgot one person. Remy. We can't let Remy Who? Get off scot, forgot Remy. Scot free here.
Oh, Remy, my bad. Okay, Remy, let me think. This is a freestyle here because I didn't have this one written down, but comes to mind. Remy's confused and doesn't know if he's a liberal or conservative. He can shoot a gun on Wednesday and wear a rainbow flag on Tuesday and not think twice about it.
Love it.
That's it from your boy. Listen, take it easy on the commish tonight, you two. You understand? And I don't know whatever happened to Howie Felterbush, but hopefully that guy makes a return one day. But that's it for me. Trash that commish.
Right.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
All right. Where are we at?
All right. Well, so Jackson to McDonald's the other day, and who was there? None other than Ronald McDonald. And he told me that Shane is so ugly that he makes the Happy Meals cry. So this one, it kind of hurt me because it was about myself as well. They reached out to me and they said, what happens when you put two bald men's heads together and they make him an ass out of themselves? And usually when me and Shane are together, that is what happens. So a little bit of a trash on myself as well.
You guys go there. Okay. They make an ass out of themselves.
We definitely should have named this podcast the other name. That's for sure.
Yeah, we definitely should have. It would have been much better.
The way we have it set up right now, we could have...
As a teaser, this other name, you guys might hear it one day. We'll have to see what happens.
But we could almost, the way that we're set up right now, we could almost kind of connect.
Yeah.
To one.
It could work.
God, the inside jokes just don't work. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
They work for me.
You got more, Jay?
No, that's all I got for the...
White trash.
It's time to trash the commish.
Okay. These are from Anonymous. Commish, you are proof that the universe has a sense of humor. Commish. You're the reason tubes of toothpaste have instructions on them. I bet your pH level is 14. Basic. Commish. It would be a wonderful day if you used glue rather than chapstick.
Fucked up.
The gene pool needs a lifeguard because of you. The last time I saw a face like yours, I fed it to a banana. Oh, wait. I fed it a banana. I'm going to piss myself. I'm going to be so freaking mad.
My mom's trying to make that work. It wasn't working.
Okay. Commish, I hope you choke on the crap that you speak. Commish, okay. Two wrongs do not create a right. Your parents are an example. Whoa, man. This one says, Commish, I love what you've done with your hair. How do you get it to come out of your nostrils like that? Still got like seven more here. Commish, you must have been born on a highway. Because that's where most accidents happen. I think that somebody came in with that one before.
Yeah, I think that one, I can't remember who said that.
Commish, grab a straw because you suck. Don't be ashamed of who you are, Commish. That's your parents' job. Man. Hold on, four more to get through. I'm jealous of all the people you haven't met, who haven't met you, Commish.
Piece of white trash.
It's time to trash the committee.
All right, three more. If I wanted to hear from an asshole, I'd fart. This one says, Commish. This one says, Commish, your father should have wiped you off your off the sheets.
Damn.
And this one says, Commish, I don't know what's worse, your IQ or your hairline.
Piece of white trash. Ooh. It's time to wait. We've trashed the Commish a lot this year, and he deserves every bit of trash we've thrown at him. But the truth of the matter is, the Commish is actually doing a pretty good job. So today, this one's for you, Commish. It's time to hype the Commish.
Okay, this is a late hype the Commish from episode 1.11, 1.11, episode 11. Correct? Is that when we hyped the Commish? This one's from Matt Canada from Latrobe. He says, hey, sorry I'm a week late for Praise the Commish. It's hype the Commish, Canada. You're my hero, Shane. I model everything I do after you.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Oh, man. Rough. It was meant to be nice, but...
It was not.
It's not great.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, Cyndi Lauper. By the way, Cyndi Lauper and I hear that Howie Felterbush have been feuding. Have you guys heard about this?
I have. Yeah, movie. Through the grapevines that they're going at it. Howie is not a fan that she was the spokeswoman, essentially, for Hype the Commish.
That's what I heard, too. That's exactly what I heard. I didn't want to say that, but since I'm not the only one that has heard it, then yeah, yeah, so Cyndi and Howie have been feuding, and so I'm not sure where that's going. I don't know if that's why we haven't heard from Howie Felterbush in a couple of weeks. But yeah, there's something going on right there. And it all
stems at home stewing.
Whose idea was it to hype the Commish? Was it Cyndi's? I think it was Cyndi's.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure it was Cyndi. That's why she wanted to have her song be the background for it.
We kind of
this whole thing.
Jay and I talked with her, and we kind of fought her on this because of the copyright shit that we would have to go through. So she was like, "Nah, listen, I made the music. It's mine. We're good." So we went with it. Said, "All right, fine. Let's do it. Let's."
Shane, why are you slinking away?
Let's hype the Commish. And I don't know. After Howie heard it, and we haven't heard from Howie since, I'm kind of worried as to what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think it's going to be brutal when things come out. When something happens, it's going to be rough.
First off, I'm worried because Howie is a little bit older. I'm worried. I'm hoping he's okay. So Howie,
Christ, they're both old. Would you stop it? This is fucking absurd.
But Shane, this is real life drama.
But Howie is more on the aggressive, and seems like he might be borderline high blood pressure end of the spectrum than Cyndi Lauper would be. I'm not saying Cyndi Lauper isn't very calm to be either, but. But just make it just Howie, if you're listening right now or if you listen to this episode, let us know that you're okay at least. And I don't know. I hope that one day we get to hear Howie trash the Commish again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Howie, we're hoping for you. You're ruthless, but, you know, we don't wish any bad juju on anyone here. And actually, Shane, real quick, I forgot to tell you a package came here for you. It must have been your Halloween costume. It was a rooster mask and a bunch of lollipops. So I'm guessing you're going as a cocksucker again.
Okay, listen, guys, I just checked Spotify, checked the poll question. We're still at the exact same position with Bryce giving his answer. What is that? The Swami? Bryce went with the Swami. So
no, Bryce.
Who's the Commish?
Yep.
Oh, who's the Commish? So that brings us to a three-way tie. Yeah, that's a three-way tie now. between who's the commission. We need a commission. Leave it
to Bryce to keep things complicated.
Yeah. Good job, Bryce. Decided. All right, guys. Anything you want to touch on before we wrap things up here tonight?
Both of you. Wait. Did we stop the recording yet?
Have you ever wondered? Never mind. I'm not going to go into that. Never mind.
Here we go.
Never mind. There's a time and a place for everything. If three dudes, one throat is that place. But seriously, though, Pittsburgh Steelers and Tennessee Oilers going on tomorrow night. Pittsburgh at 4-3, Oilers at 3-4. That kickoff set for 8:15 on Thursday Night Football, only on Prime Video. Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit do an awesome job. I don't know if you guys have got to watch them yet. And we went through about three quarters of last season before I remembered that Kayla had Amazon Prime, so I didn't watch any Thursday night games until the very end of the year, and I was not happy about that.
I like Gal. I don't really care for Kirk Herbstreit, but I do like.
I hate Kirk.
I like their pregame, their halftime, and their postgame show on Prime. I think they do a good job. The presentation's really good.
Different.
Well, they got a good name. I mean, Prime.
Yeah.
Solid.
Absolutely.
Can't hate on it. I feel like they stole it from somewhere, but who knows?
All right, guys, for Thunderkraut, for Miscellaneous V, and for Cosmo Boner, we will see you over the rainbow. Episode 1.13, Prime League Podcast. Thanks for listening.
is a DJ Nails production.
Nails is here.
Assassin.
Rosewood Billy.
Cannon.
Jason, Ryan, Jason, some call him Aaron, Ryan. Ba, 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 ba.